chapter 9. They took bleached two lanes that baked their eyes from below and ran straight ahead through miles of cactus and sage, dodging potholes and tumbleweeds. They wound through alien alpine landscapes where massive sentinel rock formations along either side of the road were rippled like water on a windy day. They traversed dunes, hours in crossing where there lived not a thing but sand and sky and sun. The truck belched black exhaust like a steamer tossed about on hostile seas. She held together admirably. Vaughn wore a bandana to shade his scalp. Skull slept in the back seat, slumped forward, head resting on crossed arms, resting on the apple crate he'd found in the barn and used to capture the blonde cat that lived there. He named him Craig. The boy's head was shaven, and the basis for his moniker evident. Gus eyed the crate from the other side of the bench seat, an unconscious snarl coming and going from his lip. They came to a vast salt flat surrounded on three sides by mountains, like a great frying pan where it seemed the sun had finally trapped its quarry for a killing blow. Vaughn drove. Pablo sat at his side. Off in the distance, where the demarcation between the land and the sky became uncertain, Dan spotted something. He watched, waiting for it to evaporate, but it remained. "What's that?" he asked. The others leaned toward the windows, squinting. "A mirage," said Vaughn, without looking. "I don't know," said Boggins. "Well, what is it, then?" asked the captain. "Hard to say," said Clem. Vaughn snuck a glance. "That son of a bitch must be big, whatever it is." "Want to check it out?" said Boggins. Vaughn leaned to his right, and Pablo whispered something in his ear. He chuckled. "Sure, why not?" he said, and made for it. "It's a plane," said Clem. "Well, I'll be damned," said Boggins. An olive drab C-130 solidified from the shimmer. There was nobody in the cockpit. It was clear near the front of the fuselage where the stars and stripes had been, or perhaps still were, beneath a fresh coat of green paint. They found the rear gate open, a ramp into the cargo hold. Vaughn parked and took Clem, Boggins, and Pablo to investigate. The interior was coated in a thick layer of dust and filled wall to wall with pallets of heroin.